Good morning. It is indeed a sunny, bright, warm, wonderful morning, is it not? We are fully in spring, jumping into summer. I think it's good. I love the sun. This morning, we are continuing in our series, Wake Up, A New Day is Dawning. And the message this morning is about relationships, and so it's entitled, Relationships Are a Trip. They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really? For real, think about it. Relationships are a trip. Now, I'm doing a little play on words this morning, but I just want you to think about that for a minute. Jesus said in the scripture, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And as I begin to contemplate that along with the series that we're in and the book that we have been contemplating and studying that is written by Eckhart Tolle, I thought about relationships and how important it is for us to realize the power of relationships. And yet I could do relationships for a whole year because there's so much to learn about it. And it begins with you. Because if you don't understand who you are, if you don't understand your relationship with self, then you still have a whole lot to learn about relating to others and with others. So I really got the message. Relationships are a trip, a journey. For real, think about it. It's a trip. And when I looked up the word trip, I really got it. Trip, a journey, going somewhere. Trip, to walk, run, or dance with light, rapid steps, to skip, to stumble. To make a false step, inaccuracy or mistake, to falter in speaking, to run past, to take a trip. And in the slang, it's an experience. And sometimes they use things to help them go on a trip. So when you're in relationship, you're in relationship with everybody. Because we're in relationship with everyone whom we come in contact with. We're in relationship with ourselves. We're in relationship with things. So I thought about, what is relationship, Lord? Talk to me about this relationship thing. And so I went to the dictionary to find out what is the definition, not my definition, but what is the definition of relationship? And it is the state of being related by kindred, affinity, or other alliance, relationship. Related by kin, affinity, or an alliance of some kind. And then as I continued to read on in other definitions, something stood out like a neon sign. Relationships, the state of being connected. The state of being connected. So how are we connected to things? How are we connected to one another? How are we connected to ideas? How are we connected to God? Then I began to think about relationships and how we experience one another and how authentic those relationships may or may not be. So that took me to the dictionary again. So what is the definition of authentic? The neon sign that came up as I read the definitions is of undisputed origin. Of undisputed origin. And that was the neon definition for me this morning. If I am on a trip in relationships, then I am in a state of being connected to. And I am also seeking authentic relationship, meaning to come from that undisputed place of origin. And where is that? Spirit. Amen. You see where I'm going? You on the trip with me this morning? So then I went and started contemplating, well, tell me, Lord, more about this whole idea about relationships, because we're in relationship with one another all the time. I'm in relationship with my daughter. I'm in relationship with my son. I'm in relationship with my grandchildren. I'm in relationship with my mother, my aunts, my sisters. And when I started thinking about relationships, you know what? Each and every one of them I found, as Eckhart Tolle was saying, that we enter into a role of that relationship. A role that we play. My role here on Sunday mornings is different than my role at home when I am enjoying my home and those around me. My role out in the world, if I'm doing a workshop, becomes one of the teacher. My role when I'm working with my grandchildren becomes one of grandma. My role when I am working with my daughter and my sons is one of mama. You know, so I have many roles, and so do each and every one of us. So as I began to contemplate that thought, I went to a place of awareness that says, in my roles, I am still one with the one. But it is when I step out of that oneness that I become separated. And then my ego is what we talked about. Comes into play. But that ego can only, ego is good. I need my ego. But that ego can also take me to a place of separation and division and keep me outside of that oneness, because it can move me into an unawakened state. I get attached to the role. And the role then becomes me instead of me just functioning in the role. Got it? All right, let's walk on a little further. John Randolph Price wrote a book called Practical Spirituality. It was copyrighted in 1985. Hear these words as he spoke about awakening, as he spoke about awakened ones. Why is an awakened one fearless and living the abundant life, while others are fearful and living a life of insufficiency and desperation? The difference is that the focus of energy has been transferred from ego to soul and spirit. The emphasis is placed on individuality rather than personality. So how was this accomplished? What did they do that we can do? One activity has been a thorough overhaul of their belief system. There it is again. You see how the message has been continuing through messenger after messenger after messenger? There it is again. Overhaul your belief system. Take a look at what your beliefs are and how they are showing up in your life. So relationships are about connections. How am I connected? Where am I connected? What am I connected to? If I want to really understand, I must begin to take a look at self and understand self. That's a trip. Hello. Understanding self. Maria Nemeth wrote a book, You and Money, copyrighted in 1997. And in that book, there was a quote that I share with you this morning. As she said, perhaps the greatest teacher you will ever meet is your discovery of your true nature. This knowledge about yourself can help you face whatever discomfort arises in your life. Then Marianne Williamson's quotes just leaped out at me. It's not our darkness that we most fear, but our light. Knowing self, understanding self, helps us get connected to each other. Because as I know more about me, I begin to recognize who you are. If I see the light in you, I also know that that light is a reflection of me. If you talk about the light you see in me, I know that it is a reflection of you. So if I begin to contemplate who I am and my life's purpose, I begin to see more and beyond that which I have been playing on earth in my roles. Maria Nemeth asked this question: what if you were to see clearly the strength, integrity, intelligence, and wisdom that are inside you? Job in the scriptures said it this way: thine own lips testify against thee. I say your lips will testify against or for. Which one is it? So Titus, in the book of Titus, the scripture spoke to this whole thing about who we are by saying, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Speak thou the things that become sound doctrine. In our doctrine of unity, we realize that our words have power. And those words come forth from the ideas we hold in our mind. And those words are spoken when we are thinking this thought, and then we're beginning to drop that thought down into the feeling nature. So if I begin to recognize, as the scripture says, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, to then speak forth only the words of truth of who I am and what I am, I will begin to have a life that demonstrates that truth. Hello? So Eckhart Tolle in the New Earth book said, to love is to recognize yourself in another. If I begin to see you and behold the Christ in you, I begin to see the truth of who you are. If I begin to see that in you, I'm also beginning to see it in me. It becomes the reflection of who I am. Because I cannot see it unless it's in me. Hello? So then, as Eckhart goes on, authentic human interactions become impossible when you lose yourself in a role. The role of mother, father, sister, brother, middle class, housewife, female seductress, nonconformist, artist, performer, a person of culture, educator, doctor, lawyer, victim, all these roles we play. All these roles. So it's okay to understand what role you're in. What moves us into limitation is when we let the role define us. So it's not that I'm in a role, it's that the role has become so ingrained in me that I am defined by it. I am not just mother. I am not just sister. I am not just teacher. I am not just minister. I am not just friend. I am not just educator. I am that I am. And I am all of these things. And if we understand that, the light of awareness begins to open us up to see that there's so much more in you and so much more of you that you can share that. And the scripture then speaks loud and clear. If I be a light and lifted up, I will draw others unto me. And that really says that if I am allowing my light to so shine so brightly, that I am also opening up the way for others, that they too will begin to walk into a light, and then we will all join together and become the light of the world. Hello? Okay, I don't think you're with me this morning. When you are completely, Eckhart Tolle says, when you are completely identified with a role, you confuse a pattern of behavior with who you are. Who are you? I am that I am. I am spirit. Spirit has no ending. Spirit has no beginning. I am spirit. I am not limited. I am life. I am spirit. I am wisdom. I am spirit. I am power. I am spirit. I am truth. I am spirit. I am unlimited. And as I recognize, realize, and come into an awareness of this truth, then I begin to be my authentic self. Hello. And I then express as undisputed origin. I am the awakened one. Eckhart Tolle says, a range of conditioned patterns of behavior come into effect between two human beings that determine the nature of their interaction. Instead of human beings, conceptual mental images are interacting with each other. I want to go back and repeat that one because that's important for you to get. Instead of human beings, conceptual images, mental images, are interacting with each other. The more identified people are with their respective roles, the more inauthentic the relationships become. So here's how he expresses it. You have a mental image not only of who the other person is that you are interacting with, but also of who you are. Two images. The other person has a conception of who they are and who you are. Four images. So we come together, we stand and we're talking to each other, and it's four people talking. And not one of them is the truth, because we're operating from these roles, you see? Whatever, so if I'm talking to you and I decide that I'm in my superior role, I see you as inferior. So that's two roles right there. That's two people talking. If you're talking to me and you see yourself as superior, then you see me as inferior again. So we got this wonderful dance going on. And some arenas is called control dramas. So what is happening, the other person's mind has done the same thing your mind has done. And that is, you've entered into whatever conceptual image that you have in the moment, in the interaction with whom you're interacting. So the scripture comes back to mind. At the very beginning, Genesis, when Cain asked the question, am I my brother's keeper? Hello, absolutely. Because I am a light unto you, and you are a light unto me. And we are here to help each other. We are here to keep each other out of harm's way. What is harm? All those wonderful, joyous thoughts that help us move out of error thinking. They are joyous because they come to teach you. Why do we call them harmful? Because we decided to find something to label it with. But really, all it is an experience, is it not? So if I'm in relationship, and it's, relationships are about connections, and we could go on and on and on about the connections in life, then one of the real things that I want to seek and do and be is to have that authentic connection with God. My journey here, my trip, is the journey back to God in understanding my connection with God. And in understanding my connection with God, I understand my connection with you. And understanding my connection with you and beginning to be aware of my connection with all things of life, I am truly then getting connected with self. Hello. And my relationship with others reflects my relationship with myself. If you're not having a good time with yourself, you definitely are not going to have a good time with other people. If you are not in love with yourself, you will find yourself struggling to receive, accept, and be in love with others. You will have a role that you're playing, the role of the seductress, the role of the macho male. You'll play a role, but Shakespeare asked the question, and here it is again, coming through different channels, to be or not to be. That's the question. What am I? Who am I? Where am I? What am I doing? Well, God said in the book written by Neil Donald Walsh on Revelations, in each moment, you are making a life and death decision. Do you choose more life or do you choose a quicker death? And it is in every moment that if I choose, I have a question to ask. If I choose to smoke, am I choosing more life or quicker death? Well, if we know what the, you know, if you walk to the edge of the mountain, it's either step on and fly or step off and fall. So if I ask those questions of myself in life, then I'll recognize if I'm choosing more life or choosing a quicker death. If I choose certain things, if I choose to continue to do opposite of what my directions have been regarding my health, am I choosing life or am I choosing a quicker death? The choice is mine. So it's okay if I make the choice because I also have to experience the end result. Aha. So here, Neil Donald Walsh writes in conclusion in this book, let's wake each other up. Let's be the beacon that shows the way when the others become lost. Let's be bringers of the light. Let's be the first domino that falls. We will be more effective and most effective when we choose to work at this together as a collective. I go back to that profound statement that Eckhart Tolle wrote in the very beginning of the book, evolve or die is where we are as a race today. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. The work begins with you. It's time to do an overhaul on my individual belief system, on the belief system that we perpetuate as a collective energy. Take a look at your relationships today. How are you related to happiness? Is your relationship to happiness one of confusion? Is your relationship to happiness one of unhappiness? Take a look at your relationship to satisfaction. Are you satisfied or are you dissatisfied? Take a look at your relationship to authenticity. Ask yourself, am I expressing from my original state of being? How are you showing up? Jesus showed up, as we go back through that story. He did that wonderful demonstration of rising above death, and he showed up to the and he showed up in front of his disciples. He showed up as the teacher. He showed up as the way shower. He showed up as the demonstrator. He showed up as a master teacher. He showed up as wisdom. He showed up transformed. He showed up as light. He showed up so we could show up too. Romans 2:1 says, wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. Let us now begin to show up as love, to show up as harmony, to show up as peace, to show up as wisdom, to show up as the master teacher within, to show up as illumination and light, to show up as a demonstrator, not only in your own life, but to demonstrate so that others may see the light. Hello. We're on a trip, on our journey, and our journey is back to self. On your journey, how are you showing up? On your journey, where are you showing up? Jesus showed up on the beach as they were fishing, and he showed up as wisdom and understanding and invited them to take action, and they brought forth more. They brought forth an abundance. Jesus showed up in the upper room. Are we showing up in our upper awareness and consciousness in life, or are we showing up in our roles in life? Are we showing up as spirit, or are we showing up as mortal beings stuck in our stuck places? The question is yours to answer today. I'm here as the messenger. This is the message. Are you ready to show up and take a trip of relationship with self and others, relationships are a trip. Amen.
Amen.